too much up from Jordan tonight, too much up from the zone?
Yeah, I would believe that would definitely have been a part of the challenge. When pitches were elevated, they didn't miss. Their left-handed attack has played pretty strong. The three games so far, when mistakes were made, they were barreled up and a lot of directional hitting, the big part of the field. Seemed to sync up a little bit in the third and fourth inning, and then got another ball elevated that they rode out of the ballpark in the fifth. So just overall, some inconsistent execution.
For somebody like him that pitches up in the zone for intent at times, do you see balls start to leak down somewhere?
Great questions, but we're talking about how good he was the first three games. He doesn't pitch well today, and I'm going to have to go look at some tape to see it. On the side, it's a little bit different. I'll need to look and see some execution. I couldn't say that right now. I'm looking forward to looking at the videotape and where we were setting up and balls where balls were ended up.
Do you have every reason to expect that this offense is going to be a good one? Obviously, you've got some guys out, but you also have some guys who have a track record of hitting who aren't doing so
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. And we've got some guys that we're counting on to provide some offense. And, whether it be Frazier, who's kind of swimming right now, trying to tread in water. But you got Cervelli that's shown offensive capabilities. You got Gong that's shown offensive capabilities. Hopefully there was a tick up tonight and some action that's going to happen. Moran's done his thing. Cabrera's done his thing. Bell's obviously in a good spot swinging the bat. But we could use some help from a couple other guys for sure.
You have a team, Arizona, obviously their offense is pretty proficient. They swing early in counts. What's a challenge for your pitching staff this series in trying to get good strikes?
Yeah, we had this conversation before they came in my office. You want to make it look like a strike out of your hand, get it off the plate. We talked about them ambushing. They're good at it. When you execute pitches, you're on the offense. We haven't executed enough in some different situations. Obviously, Trevor Williams executed very well last night. None of that happened. So it comes down to execution. It comes down to sometimes changing your sequencing on where you're going to attack so they're not as comfortable in the box. We just haven't done a good job in two of the three games so far navigating through the lineup.
It's been a while for Steve. Has that been a little rusty?
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's 13 days before we optioned him out and didn't option him out. You can only do so much side throwing. And unfortunately, at the same time, we had seven guys that had earned opportunities to pitch in front of him. With an eight-man pen, sometimes that happens. So with a seven-man pen, we definitely think that we'll have better opportunity to get him more engaged, to get him some work to sharpen him up, because he needs to pitch.
Are the walks with Gong almost as encouraging as the hits? He wasn't even doing that in the spring.
No, the walks are good. With Cervelli, they're good. It means they're seeing pitches. They're actually seeing the ball. They're gearing up to hit. They're seeing the ball. They're getting better reads. Absolutely.
You haven't really started the same exact lineup twice this year. I know with injuries and guys going down like seemingly every other day. Do you think that lack of consistency could be affecting how the hitting has failed to produce at times?
I don't. These guys are well aware of who's on the field, who's gone off the field. And when you do have the lineup roster flux that we've had, you have no choice but to change the lineup. And there have been some guys that if you look at our roster and how many guys have played out of the 23 games now, we've got half a dozen guys that have played 19, 20 games. So there's consistency of at bats, there's consistency of plays. We're just not clicking consistently as an offense. We're not bunching at bats together. We've shown some spurts at times, but the overall opportunities, we're still kind of short with runners at third. Less than two outs happened to us again tonight, one situation. So you own your at-bat. And the guys know they're getting opportunities to hit. We're going to get better at it.
And, building off of that, Josh Bell has been the one consistently good hitter this season. What have you seen differently from him from last season to the first month?
Well, what we're seeing is the month of September play out in April right now. He's been on time. It's been line to line. There's been big power to the middle of the field, which is really impressive to see from him. And then you watch him fight and lay that ball out down the third baseline, and then you see the intent in a game that's upside down. You don't want to make the out third then, but you got to honor the intent. You got to honor the effort and the energy. It's a coaching moment that can't happen in a game that's closer. But he's bringing it. He's playing like he's in the backyard again. He's swinging the bat like he's in the backyard again. It's been fun to watch.